it's quite alarming, particularly in view of the fact that the government and the HSE given assurance 18 months ago that no patient over 75 years would have to wait for a period longer than 24 hours. And the period I refer to is from the beginning of January to the end of August this year. And we have over 20 patients waiting. This is not good enough. And of course, let me add that it is no reflection on the staff in the emergency departments throughout the country, and particularly in Donegal, which I'm focusing on. The problem is that they don't have the capacity. We were told that the short stay wards would reopen, 10 beds opened. There's a further 10 to be opened. But it's not just a matter of opening them. They have to provide the staff and to provide the extra costs. So I will now be pursuing this with the Minister with a view to ensuring that the government adhere to their commitment.
Now, of course, we know that anyone left in a trolley or waiting to be admitted or discharged from a hospital is concerning. But this age group, over 75 years old, the most vulnerable, I suppose, in society, it just really, I suppose, in your opinion, isn't acceptable.
It's not acceptable at all, and particularly in view of the fact that the government gave this, we thought, a gilt-edged commitment, and they're not able to adhere to this. Not alone is it pressure on the patients, but it's pressure on the staff in the ED who are doing tremendous work and under extreme pressure. So therefore, the additional capacity and additional funding is required, and the beds should be open.